Live from Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee, comes the Peter Rosenberger Show, the nation's number one show for caregivers here on News Radio 1510 WLAC. I'm Grayson Rosenberger, sitting in for my father, who is off today. So with your permission, I'm going to be stepping in, bringing a bit of my own experience and thoughts to the discussion to help caregivers lead a calmer and, dare say it, a more joyful life, even while dealing with grim difficulties. So if you're a family caregiver, this is the show for you. It's about you and is designed to give you a path towards a healthier life, physically, fiscally, emotionally, spiritually, maybe not grammatically, but we're getting there. We're getting there. So we're going to help you identify what help looks like and give you the encouragement to ask for that help. For those not currently a caregiver, we're going to give you the vocabulary and tools to better assist those caregivers you know. If you live long enough, you're going to need a caregiver. If you love someone long enough, you're going to be one. So the phone lines are always open, and you can call the show right now at 800-688-9522 or at 615-737-9522. Once again, that is 615-737-9522. When you call the show, you will hear the velvety tones of the show's producer. You know him as the Grandmaster of Groove. You've heard him referred to as the Führer of Funk and often described as the Ayatollah of audio. We all know him and love him because he is the Count of Mighty Disco. John Butler, everyone.
Oh, thank you so much, Grace, and I really appreciate it.
That came from the heart.
Yeah. No, well, I understand that. I get paid in titles, and that's totally a thing. Your dad normally
you get
has
paid? I don't get paid for this.
Well, don't you crash on Peter's couch every now and then?
That's only if he feeds me.
Well, now you mentioned that he is off today, of course, so we get to hang out with you, and your tones are equally dulcet, by the way.
I do what I can. So, yeah. I went to an enormous lack of training to have this voice. So.
Thanks. I grew it myself. This is, of course, the Peter Rosenberger Show, and you've hosted this before. This is not your first rodeo or anything like that.
It is not. And I've done this a few times. And for those kind of wondering what my experience with caregiving is.
That was my first question.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Basically, everything my father ever talks about, well, I grew up in it. My mother's a double amputee, for those who don't know. Lost her legs in a car accident at 17 years old. And I've never known a day in my life where I wasn't caring for someone else. So I definitely think I can reach out a little more to people who grew up in these types of caregiving situations.
Your experience is a bit unique.
It is unique. And things like amputations or, even carrying my mom on my back sometimes, through high school and everything else, from the car and into the home, that's not new. That's nothing out of the ordinary, I guess, for me. So that's kind of a little bit of my experience, and hopefully I'll be able to provide some direction and stuff. One of the things I want to talk to you all about is we're going to get to our next segment of the show here shortly, but if you notice, the weather outside is really nice, and it's a great time to go out and do something. Even John rode his bicycle of justice to the studio today.
Yes. I fight for the rights of cyclists here in Nashville. Actually, I've had really good experiences here in Nashville. I don't know if I need to be a crusader at all, because it's a pretty good environment. I really enjoy it.
It is. It's getting a lot better, and I think the bicyclist vehicle relationship's getting a lot better. I've only been flipped off three times this week.
Actually,
and that's a record.
In the years that I've been doing this, I've only been yelled at once. That's it. That's
really.
Yeah, and I commute to work every day. All joking aside, I've had a wonderful experience here at Nashville. Well, some towns are not so much the same, but
Nashville's a great town for it, and
but the southern charm and hospitality.
Yeah. Well, with weather outside like we've been having, it's a perfect time to get out and do something. So that brings us to the next segment of the show.
Oh, do we have a segment of the show today? I didn't know if you were going to do the thing or not.
It's going to be the caregiving tip of the day.
Oh wow.
We just do our part, Robin.
It's really important. Well, it is the caregiving tip of the day. This is something that we need to give people practical advice for living their lives. I mean, yes, this is respite for your whatever situation in which you find yourself. You can listen and do whatever, but also you really need something that you can grab onto and go, yes, this is something I can do.
And it only requires 30 minutes a day. So our tip is to do something physical 30 minutes a day. That's it. It doesn't have to go out and look like running a whole bunch or anything like that. It can be something as simple as walking, gardening, anything that gets your heart rate going, even just a bit. I know for me, I like to hit the punching bag. That's a little hard on some joints and whatnot, but so it's not for everybody. But it's a time where, you know, you take off the headphones, no other distractions, and you just do something physical. And it allows you to kind of clear your head, kind of almost deflate from all the problems of the day. It's something just for you. And I know a lot of people, if you're having a long day, and the last thing you want to think about is just getting up and having to go do something physical when you really just want to go to sleep. But it really does affect your emotional state. It affects your physical state. You think more clearly once you're done. Your body will release endorphins. You're going to be healthier. And there really is not a whole lot of downside to it. Just do something for you. You know, you don't have to do it Rocky IV style like John does.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
He goes out to the barns out there in Russia, and he's climbing mountains and it shirtless. And
it's often been said that the person who is going to play me in the story of my life, right, was Dolph Lundgren. That's who's going to
do it. I must break you.
Yes, I must break you.
Well, and it doesn't have to be something extreme like Dolph Lundgren would do.
Exactly. It needs to be something that you enjoy, first of all. That's the big thing.
You know, and you can make it on the way to work or something. You know, like we just talked about, John rides his bike to go places.
Yeah, and it's not even that far. It's a couple 4 miles. You know, that's nothing. That's not a long commute. It's 15 minutes.
Exactly. And biking's a little easier on your joints. So that's the caregiver tip for the day. Do something for you 30 minutes a day that's physical. It's going to make a world of difference, I promise. My father does it when he's not hosting radio shows. My father is a black belt, actually, in Hapkido. And that's a form of martial arts. And he does it about 3 times a week. And it changed everything about the way he looked at his whole situation. He didn't get so down, didn't get so kind of depressed about it. It's like, you know what? By doing this for X amount of time during the day, it allows me to put things in perspective and realize, hey, I can just keep going forward. So that's kind of what we're at. And later on here in the show, we're also going to be joined by Cecil Rainey and Jerry Kiefer at 101 Mobility. They are going to be talking to us about kind of adapting your home for handicapped accessible.
The accessibility options in your home are incredibly important these days. Even if it's not just for your situation, that's something that's really of interest to realtors, or if you're going to sell your home in the future, it does nothing but good things for the value of your home.
It can add value. Exactly. It adds a lot of value to your home, adds a lot of value to your life. And part of the problem a lot of people run into is they don't think about this before something happens.
It becomes pretty important pretty quickly occasionally.
And you never know when. It can happen at any moment. You know, my father always said, look, you know, if I had known kind of some of the options available here before entering my caregiving situation, I would have been saved from a world of hurt. It's a lot better to prepare.
Well, he never learned the easy way. I mean,
for those of you who've never seen a picture of my father, he is, it's not just gray hair, it's like silver.
Yeah, it doesn't cast a shadow because it emanates its own light.
It really does. And it's just this shining beacon of silver. And he earned every single one of those silver hairs because and unfortunately, I think he passed that trait on. But you know, we learn by doing things kind of the hard way,
but hopefully the way that we learned, you guys can, you know, learn from other people's mistakes.
That's the fun part. And we want to pass on the knowledge that we've learned the hard way so you can learn it the easy way. And that's the point of the Peter Rosenberger Show. So we're looking forward to having the guys from 101 Mobility coming on. And once again, if you have any questions, you just want to call in. If you are a caregiver or you know someone who is a caregiver, the number 615-737-9522. Once again, 615-737-9522. Just call in, and we look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much. This is the Peter Rosenberger Show. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jeff Foxworthy. 65 million Americans serve as a caregiver for a sick or disabled loved one. If you're one of them, then listen to my friend Peter Rosenberger's show here on 1510 WLAC. He's got redneck tendencies, but he's really good at what he does.
I'm Gracie Rosenberger. 20 years ago, I walked for the first time on 2 artificial legs. From that day on, I've been committing myself to helping fellow amputees have the same opportunity. And for more than a decade, our organization, Standing With Hope, is working with the government of Ghana, West Africa, teaching and equipping their local workers to build quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. I wish you could see the faces of those who are walking for the first time. People who never dreamed they would ever walk again. And what's more, the message We're sharing with each patient and their families of what Christ has done on our behalf equips them to continue standing with hope. We have another team returning to West Africa this summer, and we're asking for your help to sponsor team members to help ship supplies and sponsor artificial limbs. Please take a moment and visit standingwithhope.com and get involved today. That's standingwithhope.com. Together, let's empower others to stand with hope for life.
Welcome back to the Peter Rosenberger Show on News Radio 1510 WLAC. This is Grayson Rosenberger sitting in for my father, who is off today. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have any questions or just want to kind of talk to and get some information about caregivers, please give us a call at 800-688-9522 or 615-737-9522 as well. So we're going to be joined by the guys over at 101 Mobility, Cecil Rainey and Jerry Kiefer, and they're going to kind of walk us through the process of adapting your home to make it more handicap accessible. And I think we've got them on the line right now. How are you all doing today?
Doing absolutely fine. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Grayson.
No, of course. Welcome to the Peter Rosenberger Show. So I'm going to open up the floor here to you all. Kind of tell us about 101 Mobility. What is you guys do?
Well, you know, Grayson, we're the guys that get called oftentimes when there is a solution that's needed in the home. A lot of times people are calling us from rehab centers. All of a sudden they found out there's an issue. They're not as mobile as they once were. And now they need to either get into the house or get around the house or even get outside of the house to make errands. So we're the guys that offer effective solutions for people to allow them to live in their home safer and longer.
Well, when you all first meet your clients, more often than not, they are fresh off of coming from an event that was most likely tragic or life-altering. So they're pretty shaken up, I would assume. And when they first come to you, what do you all do to kind of hold their hand through the process of this kind of – this very new world they're entering? They're going to have to make their home different. How do you all kind of walk them through that process?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's kind of you do have to hold their hands because this is a brand-new adventure in their life, to say the least, you know. A lot of folks in this world, well, everyone, most people know how to buy a car, and most people know how to buy a refrigerator or even buy a house. But then all of a sudden, when an event happens in life that has you restricted, then all of a sudden you're looking to experts for the solution. So, you know, each case we go in there basically – each case is different, and we basically sit down side by side with them and ask a lot of pertinent questions and find out what the needs are, what they want to do, what they're capable of doing, and we basically come up with an effective solution that way. You know, I can tell you this caregiver program that we see this firsthand because a lot of our products are just not for the caregiver, for the end user itself, but also for the caregiver. And oftentimes when I'm in the home, I sit down with the, on a couch with the end user of the product on one side of me and the caregiver on the other side of me. And we make sure that all people and all parties know exactly what to expect out of their solution we're offering.
Well, when you get someone who, let's say, brand new to a wheelchair, what are some of the first things in that house you're going to look at?
Wouldn't you say the ramps, Jerry?
I would say the ramps, ingress and egress out of home, and widening doors. A lot of your older homes have very narrow door frames. You know, in the 30-inch range, typically you want to see a minimum of 32, and 36 is preferred. So you're basically looking at their most traveled path around the house and how to make it more accessible to them.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
You know, I'd say around here in the Nashville area, you know, one of the biggest problems that we have is that we're geologically challenged. You know, if we were living in Florida, everyone has like one step to get into the house. Here, we have multiple steps to get inside the house. So we've got to be very, very creative when we offer solutions to these folks, because we do want to offer them effective solutions, but we want to adhere as much to the ADA guidelines as we can.
Well, when people hear about all these changes, whether it's ramps or widening doors or putting in things like shower bars, what do these do to the value of a home generally? Some people are like, oh, I don't want this to hurt it, but is this going to help it? Kind of what do you talk – when people ask those kind of questions, what are the first things you kind of share with them?
Well, you know, as far as the value of the home goes, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say it increases the value of the home, but it does certainly add – increased value to the way they're living. And I think, you know, we try to look for for solutions, if we can, that offer zero footprint. So even if someone were to move out of their home sometime later, a lot of our products can be taken up, and basically it looks like you would never had a product there. But let's face it, you know, this day and age, we've got what's known as a silver tsunami heading our way. And we might not need the products right now, but in 10 years, there's going to be a lot of the baby boomers that are going to be needing the products in our house. And I can tell you right now, realtors are looking for homes that make it easier for people to age in place in. And you're getting more and more, we're getting more and more phone calls every day from realtors looking for homes or products that will work in, that will make homes easier to live in.
Well, and you bring up the great point that there's a whole generation now of people who are going to need caregivers. And for the listeners, it kind of brings back to the point where, you know, if you aren't a caregiver right now, you don't know when the time may come when you'll have to be. Since there's so many people kind of entering that stage, what are kind of what would you say are like three most common mistakes people make when wanting to adapt their home?
I think Jerry's got a wonderful answer. We were talking about this just recently in a conversation, mistakes they make, and I'll kind of let Jerry answer that one.
Okay, and when we approach this, since there are so many details and you can really get bogged down in the weeds, we decided to approach this from a global perspective. And I guess my first mistake is that people think that they're going to live forever or that they're always going to have their health. And the unfortunate statistic is that 10% of the people in America die suddenly, which means that the other 90% of us are either going to suffer a long-term illness or disease of some type. So when you say if you haven't been a caregiver yet, you're going to be, there's a 90% chance that that's a very true statement. So that's the first thing that you want to look at, is realizing the statistics are not on your side and that you should pre-plan. It's always good to look ahead and think ahead so that you're not suddenly giving us a call one day when you were unfortunately weren't able to plan ahead. The second mistake I think that people have is having a do-it-yourself perspective on aging in place and modifying their home. There are endless options out there. Cecil and I have been in this business several years, and we still learn something new every day. So we think it's always good that you reach out to the experts and get a variety of opinions.
Well, and that kind of goes into a lot with when people try to do it themselves, they'll just hire a contractor. But my father can attest to, you know, sometimes the contractor doesn't always do it the way it's supposed to because they aren't the experts at making your home adaptable to make it handicap accessible.
That is correct, yes. One thing I would add to that is that, you know, most of your housing stock, if you think in terms of post-World War II, it was built for a growing family. Soldiers were coming home from the war. They were getting married. They were producing families. Now, there's a 60% chance that if you have a home that was built in 2000, there's a 60% chance that there's going to be someone living in that home during the useful life of that home that's going to be disabled or in need of accessibility products. So if you're looking to modify your home for the future, I would give you this little catchphrase to remember. Universal design, okay? Universal design is a way of modifying your home so that it is accessible to everyone. And what I mean by that is if you're sitting in a wheelchair, you need the shelves and the workspaces to be slightly lower because of your reach. If you make the workspace in your kitchen or the accessible area of your restrooms lower and your cabinets lower, that doesn't keep a taller person from using it. And the stigma that we often have to deal with is when people think of accessibility issues, they think of the old sterile white hospital grade stainless steel product. With this change in design, this universal design, you will find that there are numerous products out there that are very, very modern, very aesthetically pleasing to look at. So, when you're out there looking for a builder to work on your home, I think you want to consider using universal design concepts.
Well, and then when people kind of prepare, what are some things you could do to a home if you aren't in a caregiving type situation right now, or someone who's not currently disabled? What are some things you could go ahead and do to your home? Kind of on that note, I know you like, you know, making it universally aesthetic. What are some things that just everyday households could do?
You know, it could be as simple as preparing for the future of putting more lighting into a home. You know, it could be something as simple as that, or even there has been countless times we've been into homes before. We're inside the staircase of the home, and they're providing the whole light with a 10 or 15 watt light bulb up ahead. You know, just putting a larger light bulb in there can make a big difference in the home. It doesn't have to be the most expensive solution. It can oftentimes be as low-hanging or easy-to-solve solution as changing out light bulbs, you know, picking up the rugs, or maybe changing out the carpeted floors to a harder surface, a wood floor. You know, little things like that, they still kind of lend to the universal design. No one's going to really complain about having more light. And I know my wife, she loves the wood floors. So there's little things you could do in there to prepare that's not going to that you're not going to have to install equipment into your home.
Well, and that's an excellent point, and we're going to continue this, actually. We're going on a break here in just a second, so don't go anywhere. And that's Cecil and Jerry from 101 Mobility. So stay tuned till after the break. Once again, what's your contact info?
Oh, easiest way to get us, call me on my cell phone. My cell phone number is 615-830-478. I'll let Jerry tell you his.
That's
my cell phone number is 615-830-6556.
That's perfect. So don't go anywhere. Like I said, we're going to continue this conversation after the break, and you're listening to the Peter Rosenberger Show on News Radio 1510 WLAC. Welcome back to the Peter Rosenberger Show, the nation's number one show for caregivers here on News Radio 1510 WLAC. I am Grayson Rosenberger, sitting in for my father today. So joining us, we actually have the guys over at 101 Mobility, Cecil Rainey and Jerry Kiefer, who you can reach at 615-830-6478 or at 615-830-6556. So Cecil and Jerry, thank you so much for still joining us here on the show.
Hey, thanks for having us, and really do appreciate you putting our telephone number out there. We, it's funny, you know, something as simple as a telephone number can, we found when we first got into this business, we had people calling us almost immediately, and they said they had pieces of equipment installed in their homes several years ago. They had no idea how to get in touch with the person that had installed it. Well, Jerry and I made a very simple solution, or we came with the idea that we were going to make sure that everybody had our telephone numbers, and we don't mind sharing our cell phone with them. And when we install a piece of equipment, we always put a sticker on there that has a telephone number that they can call us directly on our cell phones 7 days a week.
Well, it's one of the reasons we love talking to you guys, because, you know, you put a personal touch on something that's very personal to a lot of people. And one of the topics we kind of covered before the break is there's a whole generation of baby boomers who are fixing to be in a position where they need a caregiver. So things like making your home a little more handicapped accessible for everyone, that's something that's going to be coming into play a lot here shortly. So things like giving out numbers like 615-830-6478, that's what we want to do. We want to direct people to where they can get the best help possible. So what would be one of the most common forms of equipment you install?
Well, outside of ramps, which, you know, we have a great rental program for ramps, and we also rent and sell. But, you know, I'd say the number one piece of equipment we put in there in the home is a stair lift. Probably we get the most calls for is a stair lift, which, of course, is a device. Basically, it's a chair that allows you to sit down on there and traverse to the top of the stairs and from the top to the bottom. So it just depends on, you know, we have to go into the home, of course, and do an evaluation to figure out which one is which company makes the best product for the particular person that's going to be using it. But I'd say the stair lifts.
Well, and you know, it seems like it'd be a pretty common one, like I said, especially tying into the whole baby boomer situation. And like you said earlier, Nashville is a town that a lot of homes have stairs. Geography plays a big part into it.
Most of the homes have stairs.
That's true, yeah. But we actually just got a caller in, Mary from here in Nashville. And I think she might have a few questions for us. And so, Mary, welcome to the Peter Rosenberger Show.
Well, hi. Thank you, Grayson. First time listener to the show. Thanks to seeing a post on Facebook. I hesitated before I called because I thought my question might have been answered a lot of times on the show before, but then I figured I might not be the only first time listener. So here it is. What do you consider to be the best way that a person who has experience as a caregiver could reach out to or volunteer to assist with those people who may be really new to the role as caregiver?
Well, I think when it comes to reaching out to those, one of the things we do here in the South, I've kind of noticed, is when someone goes through, and this actually came from Jeff Foxworthy, who's kind of a family friend, and we kind of talked with him a little bit. When things happen here in the South, we always go, you know, that's a terrible situation. Here's a casserole. But what do we like to do to optimally help out caregivers and help out those going through situations is find out what they need and try and fill that need. More often than not, we always say, hey, whatever you need, just let me know. Well, that's putting them in the position to call us, and they have to figure it out. Don't put them in that position. And if it's something like, you know, I can afford to bring over a cleaning lady to their house here this week or the next week or something.
Or you've got a guy who mows lawns. You got a lawn guy? Send him on over. Can I send my lawn guy over to you instead of asking, hey, what can I do? You know.
Exactly. It's little things. Because if you're so busy caring for someone else, you're not thinking about yourself. And you're not actually getting the whole big picture because all of your time, all of your energy is devoted towards caring for that person.
Well, I can relate to that.
And Cecil and Jerry, would you have any kind of comments on that? You know, whether it's about referring people to you all, or if someone's going through a situation, but there's people who are noticing, kind of what would you guys say as far as, you know, if that caregiver is new to the situation?
Well, first and foremost, know that they're not alone in the situation. There's plenty of support if people reach out for it, or if the we know a lot of people when someone calls us. So as far as having resources, they can reach out to us, and if we can't provide an answer for them, usually we can point people in the right direction. But just know that most problems in the home do have an effective solution, and not to worry about them too much.
Well, and it's a great point to say that, you know, they're not alone. I think if there's anything you can do to help out someone else in need who's caring for someone, just let them know that there are people who are watching. There are people who are caring because more often than not, it's a very lonely road. My father can attest to that. Every caregiver can attest for that. So letting them know they're not alone, but it's more than just saying, hey, whatever you need. Sometimes it helps just to go that one extra step. Just to help them care for themselves. So, Mary, thank you so much for calling in on the Peter Rosenberger Show, and it's great to have you.
Thanks, Grayson. Have a great day.
You as well. So, once again, our number is 615-737-9522, and right now we're talking with Cecil and Jerry from 101 Mobility. So, guys, kind of our next question I wanted to cover, does insurance cover things, home adaptations, generally?
Well, generally speaking, no, they do not. It's something that most people, you know, that's why the planning is so important. It does not. Now, long-term health insurance policies may cover some of our equipment, but most of the equipment that we offer for access equipment is not covered by Medicare our Choices program, or a lot of other programs out there as well.
So optimally, kind of going back to earlier, it is a financially better decision to go ahead and prepare for some things, you know, widening doors, making things shelves, making them more accessible for people of all heights. That's probably the better solution to go ahead and do that on the front end before you're put in a crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. It's better to plan, you know, ahead for an event like this. But, you know, as far as the expense of things go, aging in place compared to going into a nursing home or assisted living or any place like that, it's far less expensive to age in place than it is to go to an assisted living facility. I can guarantee you that.
It can be, and I know just from what I've seen at home, having, you know, the house I grew up in had a lot of stairs. It was kind of built on the side of a hill, and every door was narrow. And my father had to go back and redo a lot of things, and he didn't really know what he was getting into. So he hired like contractors, but they didn't always do the job the way it needed to be. So he was kind of put in this difficult spot where money just keeps going down the drain because he didn't prepare for it. And so it's really great that you all will help people prepare for it. You kind of give them a better understanding of what they're entering. For those who weren't here right after the break, if you want to contact 101 Mobility, you can visit their website at 101mobility.com, or you can call Cecil at 615-830-6478 or Jerry at 615-830-6556. What's like the biggest concern that most people have before adapting their home when they come to you all?
My most common experience is the concern that people have, that you can tell that they're getting into an area that they've never been in before. It's like Cecil said earlier, you know, a lot of people have plenty of experience buying, you know, cars throughout their life or buying the refrigerators or the furniture in their house. So a lot of the phone calls we get are from people who have, this is their first time, you know, needing a stair lift either for themselves or for a loved one. And, you know, what I would suggest there is don't be afraid to reach out and call us, because I kind of agree with the Peter Rosenberger theory that if I'm not the guy, I'll try to make sure that I know the guy so that I can point you in the right direction.
For anyone who's listening to the show, whether they're new to being caregiving or they're just way in over their head and their house is not equipped for their situation, what are your words of wisdom you'd like to bestow upon them?
And, of course, how to contact you one more time.
Exactly. So,
because I imagine you guys do a lot of hand-holding, and that's good stuff. That's
we do, and don't be afraid to ask questions. And, you know, plan ahead. Planning ahead is hugely important. You know, this is a growing industry as people get older. You know, I'm a certified environmental access consultant. I can come in your home and, you know, show you the simple things like, you know, changing the doorknobs from round to a lever, because as you get older, your grip gets weaker, or the more complicated things like a home elevator. You also have, you know, the certified aging in place specialist. There are people out there whose job it is to help. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help.
Well, thank you all so much for joining on the show. Once again, it's 101 Mobility, and to contact them, it's 615-830-6478, or to call Jerry, it's 615-830-6556. And you all just – you do some wonderful work. You're giving direction to people who really just kind of don't know what's happening. And it's a very scary place that a lot of people are in sometimes when they come to you all, but I know you walk them through it, so – thank you so much for joining us on the show today at 101 Mobility and 101mobility.com if you have any kind of further questions or want to research them.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, you're listening to the Peter Rosenberger Show here on News Radio 1510 WLAC. I kind of wanted to give a shout-out to my father. He actually just got back from Africa.
Why was he in Africa, Grayson?
He was in Africa because he runs an organization, nonprofit, called Standing with Hope. And he works with governments in third world countries to provide teaching and supplies to make artificial limbs like we have here in the States, the kind that my mother wear. The whole concept is about, you know, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. And my parents, they both started Standing with Hope in, I think, 2003 because they wanted people to be able to walk with proper equipment. You know, right now in third world countries, disease is rampant and amputation is the is the first line of treatment, unfortunately. Yeah.
You get an infected foot, well, that leg's probably coming off.
Exactly. And this this kind of helps that situation. And you're not just giving them, you know, a PVC pipe with a plunger on it. We take technicians over to these countries. Right now he works in Ghana, West Africa, and we take the technicians, a prosthetist, and we teach them. And right now, even as we speak, I think, and they might be asleep, but right now in Accra, which is where the main Accra, Ghana, which is where the main clinic is located, the technicians that Standing with Hope trained in 2003, they are now training technicians from neighboring countries like Nigeria.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know that they were doing that sort of cross-cultural. That's good. That's wonderful.
They are. And so it spreads. And so if you want to know more information, just visit standingwithhope.com. You kind of get the flip side on all the stuff that my father does and my mother as well. She wanted to start this when she saw Princess Diana, who was helping out amputees. I think it was the landmine victims.
That's correct. Yeah, she was very involved with that, and there was a documentary about it, and it was a big deal. It was her cause célèbre, that's what Gracie saw, and she said that's what I want to do,
and she did. And in flying colors as well. And it was when she first became an amputee. It's when she was in the thralls of dealing with her situation after just losing her legs that she was like, you know what, I want to use this to help other people. And that's kind of what we all can do. What in your life is going to allow you to speak to a problem in somebody else's? Because you don't know whether it's helping another caregiver or helping that caregiver care for the person they're caring for. It doesn't matter. All our life experiences are different. We all go through different paths. But when it comes down to it, it's what we consider our weakness that ends up being our strength. And that's how Standing with Hope really got founded. If you want to know more, please visit standingwithhope.com. You can read up about it. You can get involved. We actually do a Operation Footloose, which is something that's still going on. You can donate prosthetic
limbs. I'm not playing the
song. You're not playing the song. Footloose! You can donate prosthetic limbs. So standingwithhope.com. And once again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Peter Rosenberger Show.